Okay, so let's look at a co-op then. So a co-op, this is a business that are democratically owned and controlled by their members. The members may be workers, suppliers, or customers. So if you think of a credit union, would be a co-op or cooperative. So these are formed in the same way as a private limited company. They have to register with the revenue commissioners for tax, and they also have to register with the company registration office or your CRO. The company is owned by its members who elect a management committee. So the members of the credit union will elect the management committee who are going to run the credit union. It's the same for other co-ops. Decisions are made by the management committee. So management and finance, the management committee will manage the co-op or cooperative. Profits are shared among members equally. So you get a dividend at the end of the period. The co-op pays corporation tax and member pay income tax on their dividends, so the same as a private limited company. Corporation tax of 13.5%, and then income tax then on any dividends that the shareholders will receive in the form of capital gains tax. And shareholders have limited liability. This means that they only lose the money they invest in the business and not their personal assets. And that's information about a co-op and setting up a co-op or a cooperative.